Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 2nd of July 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, day 43 of no new confirmed cases of C-19. The Chief Minister was at the media briefing today. Bad news for Manx fishermen. Queenie prices are down 50%. How about an ebridge to Mallorca? Yes? No? All change at the infrastructure department. We'll look back at June's weather numbers, and a new political party is on the horizon for the island.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Pastor May, Dolan Mercer.
Pastor May, most COVID-19 restrictions at the maternity ward in Nobles Hospital have now been lifted. The Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, made the announcement at this afternoon's government media conference. Several measures were taken at the Jane Cruckall ward, including limiting visitor access and restricting the time birthing partners were allowed to spend on site. Meanwhile, there have been no further confirmed positive tests for coronavirus on the Isle of Man for the 43rd day in a row. The total number of cases therefore remains at 336. The Manx Fish Producers Organisation says the survival of the island's scallop fishing industry is under threat. It comes as the Queenie fishing season opened this week, amid a market which has been devastated by the impact of COVID-19. Dr. David Beard of the MFPO says Manx fishermen have seen the price of scallops drop by up to 50% and are facing stiff competition from other producers. Further afield, England schools have been told how they'll be able to fully reopen in September by scrapping social distancing but keeping year groups separate. Education Secretary Gavin Williamson's confirmed it'll be compulsory for children to attend. In sport, Sheffield United host Tottenham in the Premier League shortly. Later, Liverpool play in the top flight for the first time as champions, taking on Manchester City. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, darling. Faster Jew and Emshire Jew. Irish Sea weather indicates some strong winds overnight from the Ronaldsway Met Office. Cloudy and dry this evening, then some heavy rain overnight and a strong south-southwesterly. 10 degrees, the overnight low temperature. For Friday, Jehenya, a heavy rain at first, then dry and cloudy and misty with a strong south-southwesterly. Top temperature 17 degrees. More persistent rain through Friday evening, down to 13 degrees overnight. Jasan, cloudy and wet in the morning, drier and bright for Saturday afternoon on a moderate to fresh southwesterly, up to 18 degrees. Sunset 7 minutes to 10 tonight, high waters a quarter past 10, low water 28 minutes to 5 a.m., sunrise 8 minutes to 5. And Friday morning's high water, 22 minutes to 11.
The team at Manx Glass and Glazing are available for email inquiries. Contact them on inquiries@manxglass.com.
This afternoon's media conference was hosted by the Chief Minister, Howard Quayle. He had major points to cover: testing and the much-disputed borders. Details from Dolan Mercer.
This time last week, we heard the Chief Minister announce government had a five-stage plan to reopen the borders, starting at stage 5 and moving down to stage 1. This afternoon, Howard Quayle gave an update on where we are today.
I said that we would consider if we were ready to take the next step in allowing more movement in a safe and controlled way. The Council of Ministers discussed this in detail today. We looked at relevant data and we considered the situation faced by our near neighbours and further beyond. We have decided that we were not ready to move from level 5 to level 4, not least while so much uncertainty remains in the United Kingdom and elsewhere. We may be close, but we are not yet there. I'm aware that this will be a relief for some and a frustration to others, but in line with our approach right up to this point, we feel it is better to be cautious. New cases have caused spikes in certain areas in the United Kingdom, and we are not willing to jeopardise our position while this remains a developing situation. But we do know that we cannot keep the borders as tight as they are forever. The Council of Ministers will consider this again next Thursday, and I will update you then.
Things haven't completely ground to a halt, though, and Mr. Quayle announced important new changes to the COVID-19 testing procedure.
Testing remains the cornerstone of our strategy against this virus, and it is vital that anyone who has symptoms calls 111 to arrange for a test. It is always better to be safe than sorry. We know that some people may be reluctant to do so because they worry that even if they are negative, they would have to self-isolate for 14 days. So from tomorrow, a new process will be in place for any one of us who has been on the island for more than 14 days who thinks they may have COVID-19 symptoms. Now, when you call 111 because of the symptoms, the team will arrange a test as usual. But now, rather than instructing you to self-isolate for 14 days, regardless, the team will ask you to remain in self-isolation until you get their test results back. If the result is negative, and as long as you feel well in yourself, you will no longer be required to self-isolate by law and can go back to work or school. If the COVID test is positive, then of course the process remains unchanged. 14 days self-isolation along with any members of your household and the contact tracing process will begin.
To recap that briefing in full, head to the Manx Radio Facebook page.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Well, it should be good news. The Queen's Scallop fishing season began this week, yesterday in fact. But for Manx fishermen, a devastated market means they're selling at 50% below last year's prices. Despite a promising increase in Queenie stocks, fewer boats than ever are out this year, according to Dave Beard, who's chief executive of the Manx Fish Producers Association. He spoke to Ewan Gorn.
The market is incredibly difficult. I mean, coronavirus stopped the markets, closed the markets overnight. Markets are starting to open up slowly. The trouble is we've got competition with other products such as king scallops, because while our king scallop season finished May 31st, around most of the UK, the king scallop fishery carries on, and they found a very big fishery off the Dogger Bank in the North Sea, huge fishery, and it's getting heavily fished at the moment. So there's a lot of king scallop, high quality king scallops on the market at the moment, which is, when you've got a limited market already, it's depressing prices both for king scallop and then also the price for queen scallop and the actual market itself. And the whole market itself is so restricted, and it is, we are gradually picking up, you know, one or two extra buyers, but it's not a normal situation by any means, and the price is roughly 40 to 50% down on last year.
Is this putting people out of business?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, without doubt. I mean, the difficulty is, if you can imagine, you've got a business which has the same costs one year to the next, but then you've got a product which is 40 to 50% down in value. It's going to hurt anybody. And that combined with the closure of the market for the king scallop season, although it did pick up a bit towards the end, the Manx fishing industry is in a dire situation. I mean, you look at example yesterday, it's the first day of the season. You think that all the boats will be out, you know, all the Manx boats will be out fishing. I think there was five or six boats out fishing yesterday and five or six today.
What's a normal number?
I would expect there to be 20 to 26 Manx boats out in the first week. So it's an impossible situation. Unfortunately, with the same bag limit per week as last year, that means effectively a 40% to 50% reduction in the sales, in what they're getting. So some of the boats have looked at those figures and said, we can't go out.
Do you worry that this is the end of the industry or could be close to?
We're at a really decisive point. There will be boats that survive through this because they are owner-skippered boats or they're owned by the larger processors. Those boats are likely to survive, but when things pick up again, hopefully we'll be able to pick up where we left off. But there'll be some boats which aren't completely owned, that have mortgages or loans on them. Those loans will not be met and we'll lose boats. I think that's inevitable.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The next scheduled departure for passengers. Tomorrow's 10 o'clock sailing of Manan and Tahitian, arriving there at 2:15 and returning at 2:15, back in Douglas at 4:30. The steam packet's fast craft continues to operate daytime sailings. Tahitian, the motor ship Ben McCree, providing our overnight freight service.
Follow the steam packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A newly formed political party hopes to be a vehicle for change ahead of its official registration. The Working People's Party will meet next week to approve a constitution, policies and leadership. But with the Manx landscape traditionally dominated by independents, how can a political party be anything more than just a fringe group? A question our local democracy reporter Aaron Ibanez put to organiser Devon Watson.
So the point of a party is it allows voters, regardless of where they are on the island, to coordinate their party preferences and then to push change in a coordinated fashion. And the secondary benefit from them is the fact that, like, your MHK sometimes becomes completely unreachable after the point of election, right? So if your MHK takes a departmental role, let's say in Treasury, and you dislike what Treasury is doing, you don't have the ability to sort of call out your MHK because they aren't going to respond because they've got that dual role. If they're put into power by a party, they're going to be accountable to a party. And if the party is put into power by ordinary people, that's going to be accountable to ordinary people.
Is there a worry that people sort of see you, or at least all these other causes that have got very sort of strong online presences, that there's this sort of dilution of the landscape and it doesn't really mean much? How can a political party such as what you've set up now, how can it achieve more and be more than simply a social media presence?
Essentially, what we are is less a party that says we want to get X, Y, and Z as a legislative priority. And rather what we are is an organizational space. The way we make change is by being an organizational platform for people who are concerned about certain things that they can organize and use the party as a vehicle for their concerns.
We touched on before the appetite for sort of party politics in general across the Isle of Man. In relation to the appetite for this party, what's it been like? I guess, what's membership looking like at the moment?
Despite the fact that we haven't registered yet, there are about 220 people who are interested in the party. We have several dozen people who are organizing on various platforms, and we have about 40 people who want to sign up as direct members, which means in terms of growth is pretty unprecedented for what you've seen on the island before. So I'm really hopeful that as a message comes out and saying there's an alternative to the way the political system works and there's an alternative to the way the current economic system works, people are going to be looking toward that.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
17 minutes to 6, Tesla's become the world's most valuable car maker, overtaking Japan's Toyota. Shares in the electric car maker touched $1,134 yesterday before falling back, leaving it with a market value of $209.47 billion. Roughly $4 billion more than Toyota's current stock market value. Of course, Toyota sold around 30 times more cars last year and revenues 10 times higher. Shares in Tesla have surged since the start of the year as investors are feeling confident about the future of electric vehicles. After years of losses, the Californian carmaker's also delivered 3 profitable quarters in a row and maintained that momentum during the first 3 months of 2020 despite the C-19 outbreak. Toyota, of course, remains a far larger business in terms of sales.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.in. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks traded higher on positive news around a potential C-19 vaccine. The US dollar fell after data showed the world's largest economy defying expectations for a second month in a row. Oil prices rose after data showed a fall in US unemployment. Gold steadied as investors' appetite for higher risk assets like stocks improved following encouraging C-19 vaccine trials. In corporate news, Associated British Foods rallied after a trading update. The company will estimated full-year adjusted operating profit for Primark will decline from $913 million to between $300 and $350 million. GVC Holdings was higher as it backed calls by the House of Lords in Westminster for an urgent review of gambling legislation. And on the downside, DS Smith slumped as it reported a 5% increase in full-year profit as strong e-commerce demand offset weaker demand for industrial consumers. The numbers at the close at 5 o'clock in London, the FTSE 100 up 1.3%. 6% at 6,240. The DAX in Frankfurt up just under 3% at 12,606. At 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.75% at 25,918. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up just over 0.5% at 10,216. In Chicago, the S&P 500 up over 0.5% at 3,135. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US 24.7 cents and €1 11 cents. In commodities, gold up 0.5% at $1,778 an ounce. A barrel of Brent crude up just under 1.25% at $42.58.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookle, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Good evening. It's 14 minutes to six. This is Update Live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. This time last week, we heard there was to be an air corridor between the Isle of Man and Guernsey. But how about direct flights to Mallorca? Well, that's what one travel agent wants to know. Lewis Foster has the details.
Freedom Travel has been arranging direct flights to Palma, Mallorca for 10 years, an opportunity, like most businesses, stifled by the coronavirus pandemic. Well, with cases coming down in the country and the infection rate falling below 0.5, Director Jan Wozniak approached the Manx government with a proposition.
What we asked is what would be the requirement for us to satisfy the Isle of Man government, the need for them to approve an air corridor between the Isle of Man and, in this case, Palma, which is Mallorca. Mallorca ministers, or ministry, should I say, would welcome us with open arms. But however, until we can release this lockdown of border, and we can only go do that with the approval of government. We have an office in Palma, which looks after all our direct flights inbound to all the islands. And basically, they're working with us at the moment. They're working with the local hoteliers. So we're informed on a daily basis what the position is. Our program was to start in May. We have cancelled right through, unfortunately. Sadly, we've got no choice because we can't fly out the Isle of Man. And what we're asking, would they give us some direction to when we can fly back into Mallorca?
When would you like that to be established, Jan?
We were hoping to be back there in September and October. Remember, this is direct. The flights are only over 2 hours, 15 minutes. You leave Ronald's Way. It's a BA service. It comes into the Isle of Man empty, just with crew. So it's not bringing passengers in or anything. And we just fly direct to Palma. And our reps are there. And then you take it to your hotels.
Government has responded to Mr. Wozniak's request, saying as the Balearic Islands still have active cases of coronavirus, there is currently no prospect of an air bridge between the Isle of Man and Mallorca.
Manx Radio Sport.
11 minutes to six, Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, an opportunity for local athletes to compete internationally for the first time in months is on the horizon as talks take place between the Isle of Man and Guernsey. Following the recently established air corridor between the two COVID-free islands, Guernsey has proposed hosting an athletics meet towards the end of August. One of the key drivers behind the organisation is Head of Performance for Isle of Man Athletics, Michael Haslett. He says the collaboration's a great and unique opportunity.
It gives our guys the opportunity to compete at that slightly higher level as well. So it's a fantastic chance for them to be able to maybe even notch some Island Games qualification times and Commonwealth Games qualification times as well. Obviously, because we've lost the bulk of the season, the majority of our athletes are now going to be chasing times if and when they can. So something like this is a fantastic opportunity to do that.
Isle of Man Rugby is hosting a weekly casual non-contact session for the next 3 weeks. Touch rugby is a simplified version of the game where all ages, genders, shapes and sizes can get involved. The first of three sessions is tomorrow, which is being held from 6:10 to 7:10 at the Bowl in Douglas. Further afield, the Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee will put forward proposals to try and safeguard the future of football clubs. Chair Julian Knight has warned 10 to 15 teams could follow Championship side Wigan into administration. Labour MP Alex Davis-Jones tells Sky Sports News the British government needs to intervene.
We're obviously standing by as a DCMS committee and we're looking to investigate this further, and we're putting proposals forward to the government as part of our plans now, as part of the evidence that we've been hearing over the past couple of weeks of exactly what can be done to support our lower level clubs and all of our clubs, because this is a Championship club. It shouldn't be happening.
And England's cricketers will wear a Black Lives Matter logo on their shirts when they face the West Indies in the forthcoming three-match test series. The Windies will carry an identical badge on their playing gear when the first game starts next Wednesday. The ECB say they reject any politicising of the movement and their support endorses progress and societal change only.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
9 minutes to six from Ronald's Way, just two departures. The 4:30 to London City went 3 minutes late, and the 4:50 to Liverpool a minute early. Inbound tonight, that reverse flight from Liverpool, 6:40 arrives tonight, and from London City at 8 o'clock. On the roads, Gary Road, Lazare is closed between number 6, the Gary, and the entrance to Corris Croft. They're rebuilding the bridge there. In Ramsey, North Shore Road's closed from Bowering Road to Shipyard Road, and there's no parking on Old River Road until the resurfacing on North Shore Road's finished. Old Church Road in Crosby has got two-way traffic signals for drainage work. There are also two-way traffic signals by Great Meadow, Maloo Road for stonewall and railing repairs, and Ballacrane traffic lights. The work grinds to a halt fairly shortly. Four-way temporary signals in place of the existing lights for cable installation. Broadway in Douglas is closed from the Prom to Derby Road for Douglas Promenade renovation schemes. And also remember, Lock Harris Central and Queen's Promenades in Douglas. One-way northbound till the 14th of December and associated waiting and turning restrictions. All the information at myprom.im or go to manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
People of colour, Isle of Man, have accused Manx Radio of failing to address systemic racism at the station. The broadcaster was cleared by the Communications Commission of an alleged breach of broadcasting rules and reinstated Late Show host Stu Peters, who was back on air this week. Ewan Gorn with the details.
POC, the campaign group, has called on the public service broadcaster to implement anti-racist policies and training for all staff. A spokesperson for the group, who wishes to remain anonymous, gave this response to the reinstatement of Mr. Peters.
We as POC Isle of Man were just quite disappointed in the decision, because the caller that called into Mr. Peters' show and sparked all this is he's a member of our group, so we sort of knew what it was like for him to be brave enough to call up and have that conversation, and obviously for him just to be dismissed in the way he was and what was said to him, and then obviously there'd be no action taken towards that. Everything's just sort of going back to normal for Mr. Peters. It was just quite disappointing for us, because we feel like there was just a little bit more action that should have been taken and a bit more justice to be served, so that Jordan didn't have to go through that experience and sort of have nothing come of it.
Chris Sully, the station's managing director, has this response to the group's claims.
I hear their concerns, but I think it's very easy to make accusations without being fully appraised of the fact. Obviously, we're in the doors, we're in the building here, we see what goes on every day, and I deny the accusation of systemic racism within the organisation. That's not true. Is it perfect? No. Is any organisation perfect? Do we need to make some changes? Do we need to look at our policies and procedures? Yes, obviously, on an ongoing basis. Things change. And just last Friday, we met with a representative from POC to talk about how we can best do that and some good policies and ideas to take forward. And we're very open to that, as I'm sure are many, many companies across the island.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
This time last week, we saw the highest temperature recorded on the island for 2 years, but June overall was much wetter than usual, and a fifth of that rain came in one night. Kirsty Pendlebury from Ronald's Way Met Office.
Out of the 30 days that we had, only seven of those were completely dry days, so we had some rain over most days throughout the month. I think we probably noticed it a lot more because we'd had such a dry spring. So to go to from one type of weather where it was really dry to go to a month where it was quite a lot of rain throughout most of the days, that was probably one of the most noticeable things. And some of the rain amounts as well were quite high, particularly in the last sort of week of June. I guess most people are probably going to remember seeing the thunderstorm that we had on the evening of the night of the 25th into the early hours of the 26th. So we saw quite a lot of rain, about a fifth of the month's worth of rain fell on that night actually, and some of that only fell in a very short space of time actually, the majority of it. Obviously it gave us some really like intense downpours, and that thunderstorm was really quite a memorable one because it was so intense and it was really long lasting as well.
So we see that the rain over the whole month was 90% above the June average. How unusual is it to see that much rainfall?
The thunderstorm event obviously gave us a fair amount of rain, with, like I say, a fifth of it falling in that time spell. But in comparison, a few days later, on the 28th, we actually had another day of rain where we had about a similar amount as what we saw in the thunderstorm event, actually. But instead of it falling within sort of a really short time frame of like an hour or a few hours, that rain, it was just fairly consistent throughout the whole day. We just had small amounts that just added up. So instead of seeing like a torrential downpour, it just sort of added up throughout the day. So it was, you know, quite unusual to sort of see something as significant as that thunderstorm for us on the Isle of Man. But in terms of rain amounts, it was just one of those months that it obviously we had more than what we would see on average.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dallin Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn. After the news at 6 o'clock, Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley, featuring the coronavirus update at 7 o'clock. I'm Andy Wint, and Update is back tomorrow evening at 5:30.
WINT. Most worthwhile things in life need care right from the start. At Moore Stephens Business Sense, we know that from experience. We've coached 150 startup businesses. Our suite of services supports the very personal needs of those courageous individuals who set out in businesses of their own. Yes, we're part of Moore Global, operating in Moore.